Hi, I'm Scott Hansman, and it's Azure Friday, and we're with Matt Veloso, and we're digging into all things hypermedia and OData. We talked about SharePoint, we talked about all sorts of things, and now we're going to try to put these things together.
Yep.
We've got Azure, Active Directory for managing your kind of organizations, list of people and the ACLs, their access control and things like that. But then we've also got Office 365, and you know, at Microsoft, we dog food stuff, meaning that they make us beta test everything. So I've been on Office 365 for my mail for a very long time.
Yep.
And you're going to show me some stuff with Azure and Office 365 I didn't know that we had.
All right.
I didn't
know
it was possible. That's
cool.
Great.
So we've been discussing about Office 365 and how we can use that as a building block. So typical scenario, you have to query a mailbox, right? So your user authenticates against Azure AD. He may be using an iPhone application or a web application. And now you want to take that user's identity and on behalf of the user, go all the way to their mailbox and query this with OData. So I can filter by date, I can filter by subject, I can do whatever you want. So if you want to know how these APIs work, I won't drill down into Office APIs here, but if you go to this URL, there is a short list of what you can do, like how can you query someone's calendar or create a calendar entry or these basic operations. I won't go into that details here. Just to give you an idea, for example, I can go to my mailbox in Exchange. So that's Exchange Web Services, mm-hmm. OData. That's me, my currently logged on user, my inbox, and list my messages, right? So that's something I can do today with Office 365. Right, I can look at events, I can look at contacts, I can start filtering. So for example, I can take messages and say, I just care about the messages that contain in the subject Visual Studio, right? Give me that.
So right? Every single one of these things is a data source, just like we talked about with SharePoint, your documents are a database, a data source, a web service that's available to you.
Yes.
So it's all under your identity, under Azure AD, so that if I was going to write an application, just brainstorming, it
yep.
doesn't have to look like a mail app, or it doesn't have to look like a calendar app, but it's yep. something that can access all of those data sources. It can
yes.
update documents, look at documents in SharePoint, make a calendar appointment on my behalf, send an email to someone.
Yep.
From an and then it can look like anything at all.
Yes.
All
so,
right.
And so the beauty of it is, for example, we're playing with this. We open here in the browser the URL for my messages, right? And what I get here is a old data JSON return that's saying, here's our messages with the content, with the subject, with everything else. I can list it.
Mm.
I can filter, I can sort, I can do
whatever. OData is not just about XML. People may have thought about OData as being kind of an old thing.
Yeah.
It's just XML messages.
Yes, one of the cool things about OData is you are not enforcing that. I can even say in my web request, oh, give me XML this time. No, actually now I want JSON, right? I can switch between them.
Right,
so
it's using REST standards. So
yeah.
You're saying in your accept header what you want.
Yeah.
So here you said OData/me/inboxes/messages. Can you go and add in that contains and maybe query only?
Sure, let's grab this URL here so I don't have to type the whole thing. So I'll copy this, right?
All right.
And I'll put in here. And just take a little while.
No,
whoops.
I think you gotta.
I missed something here.
There you go. Yeah. Get rid of that.
That's not going to work. Right. So now I'm filtering just messages
just subjects with Visual Studio and the subject.
Subjects with the visualstudio.com, right?
I see. And then you've got the body. Go ahead and click this
yeah.
this right there and close that up. So there's the body. So that right
yeah.
there is the body of the message. You've got who it's from, the two recipients, basically all of that data, everything at all
yeah.
that expresses that mail. You could build your own mail client.
Yeah, remember the links that we talk about hyperlinks. So here's telling me, if you want to edit this message, you can, and that's where you go to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're giving me the URL to actually change that message. So the old data is actually helping me navigate into this, right,
mm-hmm.
series of.
So if you close this one up here,
right.
go ahead and push that button for me.
Right.
So you have just one message,
I just have one message
in this
yeah.
particular thing.
Yeah.
But this is looking at messages, and if you open that up again.
It's a collection. So
it's
that's
a collection.
You can see the symbol for arrays there.
Right. And then you've got the ability to go and look at that individual message and query that as well.
Yeah, or I can just jump everything. Let me see if this is going to work. I don't usually try this stuff, but.
Oh, ooh,
so,
wow, look at that.
So I'm looking at everything my account has on.
Control Plus.
Control Plus. right?
So messages, folders, inbox, drafts, calendar items.
Look at the principle of hypermedia being applied here. So now it's telling me all the things I have on my Exchange Online and where I go to grab each one of them, right? This is where your inbox is, this is where your calendars are, and so on. I can navigate through that, right? So my application can leverage all these things pretty easily, right?
Well, this is really interesting when you think about hybrid organizations that have lots of different kinds of technologies. I might be a company that has some stuff in Azure, but we're mostly a Ruby shop, but we have some things in Active Directory.
Yep.
And I want to build a group scheduling application.
Perfect.
If that user has access, if that is it doesn't have to be a person, it could be like a scheduling room.
Yep.
I could write the app in Ruby. I could host it on Azure somewhere. I could have a talk to the back end. I don't have to write all that again.
You don't have to write all that. And in the calendar is an interesting scenario because I have calendars in Exchange Online, but I also have calendars in SharePoint. And the difference in SharePoint is I can create a team site where for a classroom site where all the students participate in that site. And I have a shared calendar for those guys, right? And same thing, all data, so I can work with these web services anyway, create those appointments.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's a very interesting thing. Do we have time? We're running out of
time. Yeah, let's see. Let's see some code.
So from Visual Studio, I have a plain vanilla ASP.NET MVC app that I will publish on Azure.
Mm-hmm.
Just created it now, so we don't waste time. And now I'm going to do a very cool trick. I'll actually right-click on this application, and I will add what we call a connected service. Right. Office 365. So I installed a Office 365 API toolkit for my Visual Studio that gives me this. So it will ask me to sign into Office 365. So I just do the normal signing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now it will say, well, I can see you have these services available under your subscription. What do you want? Oh, actually, I want to read emails. And I can set permissions and say, I just want to read them, I want to write them, I want to send them, whatever I want, right? Apply. Okay. What Visual Studio does now, it will go all the way to Azure Active Directory, and say, hey, Azure, I have a new app. This is the web application 10, and this application needs to talk to Exchange. So set the permissions for me, so this application has the rights to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I go to I'll show later, if I go to the management portal under the AD, see that
it created an app.
It created an app there, right?
And you can revoke permissions or change permissions.
I showed before the mobile services, just like it shows here, right? You can see the SharePoint thing. So there will be Exchange there.
Gotcha.
It took care of that for me and also generated some sample code that shows how to create a simple link query that queries messages by ordered by date time.
Nice. So Hello World actually gives you your inbox.
Hello World is done. And authentication is done as well, because when I call this code, it'd say, hang on, you're not authenticated yet. Oh, let me take care of that for you. And it would do the whole OAuth redirection and do the authentication, throw you back to the page. So now you're ready. And the fun thing about OData is this is a link query, right? But this gets translated into a HTTP OData request.
That's a really interesting point. So when you say from client me inboxes messages, order by and descending, underneath is generated an OData style query, just like the one we typed in the URL a minute ago.
Yes, pretty much, right? So it's really powerful. Same principle could be, you saw I had other options there, like SharePoint, I have OneDrive for business, which is pretty much SharePoint Online, is the same thing. And all of them take care of this. And if you look at the code for authentication, it is that stupid, right? It's three lines of code.
Well, that easy. It's not. Right? There's a lot going on under there, but it's handled for you, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. So imagine the things you can do with this. So I can have an application that will take your permissions, right, and we'll work on your mailbox on your behalf. And that usually scares people. So you're saying that I can build an application that once the user logs on, I will start reading their emails and they won't know about it. Remember on Facebook when you install an app and it shows, hey, are you okay with this app reading your profile and sending messages to your friends? And say, no, right? That's what we call the consent screen. So Azure AD has the same principle, right? If I install an app from another tenant, someone else built it, and I install on my tenant, my organization, and I run the app the first time, I will see this thing that's called the consent screen. And say, this app is about to read your mailbox. Are you okay with it? And you can say, no, I'm not okay with that. Don't go ahead because I don't trust it. Or your IT admin can say, that's fine. For this organization, that's fine. I will just permit it for everybody and they don't have to be prompted about it, right? So it's a very powerful thing if you think about it. You can do a lot with it.
I think the idea that the Lego pieces are the right size to be snapped together, you've got the authentication side, you've got rich data sources from calendars to inbox, you know, your inbox is a data source, everything is a database.
Yep.
It can all be fit together with hypermedia and HTTP.
Pretty much.
Very cool. We're talking about all sorts of fun stuff here on Azure Friday. Thank you.